In the neighborhood of the hotel, Remo started noticing people walking around in what appeared to be thin blue pajamas. The pajamas all had the same sunburst crest over the blouse pocket.
What kind of outfits are those, little father?
Pajamas.
That's what I thought. This a new Japanese fashion?
I do not know.
When they found their hotel, Remo noticed the sunburst pattern on the marquee. Through the open door, men came and went in the identical blue pajamas with the sunburst monogram.
I don't like the look of this.
Do not fear, Remo. To Japanese eyes, all Koreans look alike.
Not what I meant.
Inside, they had to leave their shoes and put on paper slippers. Since Chun did this without complaint, Remo followed suit. When they checked in, they were given keys.
We are on the fifth floor.
Chun led Remo to the elevator where more men in pajamas waited. They had the sleepy look of hotel guests, not employees.
Casual establishment.
Customs are strange in this occupied land.
Stepping off on the fifth floor, Remo at first thought he had stepped into a morgue. The walls were beige, and there were no doors recognizable as such. Instead, spaced along the walls were hatches like the drawers in a morgue, set in twos, one atop the other.
You sure we're on the fifth floor?
Remo looked at his key. Chun nodded.
Yes, the fifth.
Our rooms must be down the hall, way down the hall.
But in fact, they were just around the corner. Remo's key number corresponded with an upper hatch, Chun's the lower.
Must be storage lockers.
Yes.
But as they looked around for the corresponding room door, a Japanese in blue pajamas walked up to a wall hatch, unlocked it with his key, and calmly crawled into the lighted tube, shutting it after him. Soft music floated out of the sealed hatch.
Chun, did you see what I just saw?
Remo went to his hatch and opened it. Inside, it was like a morgue drawer, except there was bedding. Soft fluorescent lights illuminated the 6-foot-long tube. On the bed lay neatly folded a pair of the blue pajamas, sunburst monogrammed pocket side up. There was a TV screen recessed into the ceiling directly over the short white pillow at the far end. On one side was a control panel for lights and TV.
I'm not sleeping in this.
Nor am I. It is an insult.
They turned back, heading down to the lobby.
This capsule hotel, no rooms.
We want our money back.
Sorry, you open hatch, room is rented, no refund.
It's not a room, it's a freaking drawer.
You open, you rent, sorry.
I have not opened mine.
The master of Shinju slapped his key down with a flourish.
You may ref.
Not without refunds.
If you insist, I will summon police.
Yes, call your constables. We refuse to knuckle under to your barbaric customs.
No, don't do that. We're wanted, remember?
I am not wanted. Some mustachioed imposter is.
Remo rolled his eyes, then turned to the stone-faced clerk.
Look, can you recommend a good hotel?
Yes. This one, very good.
Other than this one?
We have branch in Shinsaibashi district.
It have rooms?
Sunburst hotel chain never offer room. We are budget hotel. Offer excellent economy for weary traveler.
Sean, remind me to extract Smith's fingernails one by one when we get back.